Welcome to Quick Communication Tips. My name is Lorna McLaren with McLarenFormulaTraining.com, and we specialize in communication, stress, and the human factor. These quick communication tips are fast, fun, and focused, and they're designed to help you master the moment no matter what hits the fan. We've got people throughout North America, the UK, Australia, and New Zealand listening in. And to get your own quick communication tips delivered to you and for your feedback and requests, visit us at quickcommunicationtips.com. Enjoy! Our quick communication tip for this episode is titled, Lying Eyes. They say it's in the eyes, the windows of the soul. The eyes don't lie. Well, the lying eyes tip is designed to help you recognize some of the common things people do with their eyes that indicate they might be lying. The first tip, a break in eye contact. When lying, they don't look you right in the eyes. They'll look away, perhaps have a prolonged blink or several blinks. They'll disrupt eye contact. It's uncomfortable to lie. However, if the lie is pretty small, no big deal, little white lie, it's very comfortable for people to look you right in the eyes when they are telling you a lie. That way they can gauge whether they're getting away with it or not by watching your reaction. Then again, there are those people who have very little conscience, they don't care, and they're very well practiced at lying. And they'll boldly look you right in the eye and lie, and just watch to see how you react. So let's take into consideration, in some cultures, it's considered rude to look people right in the eyes. Also, it's uncomfortable looking for many of us people right in the eyes all the time. So it's when you look away that might dictate whether you're lying at that moment or not. Also, let's say that you're doing public speaking, you're speaking to a group at a meeting, and you're a little embarrassed and you don't know where to look. If you don't have eye contact, subconsciously they might wonder if you're really telling the truth or behind the words you're actually saying. So be aware of any mixed messages you might be giving. Now here's a cool tip to look for when you're looking for those lying eyes. Sometimes it's where they look that determines whether they're telling you a fact or just making it up. Let me preface this with a little example. Someone's unconscious. You want to find out if there's any damage to the brain. So you open up their right eye, you flash a light, and it reacts to light. You open up their left eye and it doesn't react to light. What side of the brain has been damaged? We might have heard the opposite. Have you ever heard that the left side of the brain is that logic, process, analysis, and the right side of the brain is more creativity, inspiration, other things? Well, let's say that you're asked to retrieve some information or a memory of something you did a long time ago. Sometimes people disengage and look maybe up to the right or just slightly to the right-hand side of their head. When they do that, they're kind of accessing that left brain thinking, logic, process, analysis. Where was I? What was I doing? What exactly happened in the moment? When the person looks up and slightly to the left, they're tapping into that right side thinking, creativity, inspiration, making it up. So when we lie with intent, it is a little uncomfortable and it does cause a bit of a physical blip in our systems. And it only takes maybe a tenth of a second for your eyes to give you away. Thank you for joining us for your quick communication tips, designed to help you master the moment no matter what hits the fan. Be sure to visit us at quickcommunicationtips.com. I'd love to get your comments and requests. My name is Lorna McLaren, and for any more in-depth training, come visit me at McLarenFormulaTraining.com. And remember, everyone, effective communication is a thinking person's sport.